Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Viognier, it's a grape that we've come to really know and respect and enjoy. It's a relative newcomer to California, like in the last 15, 20 years. And it's kind of gone through this interesting cycle. They're trying to figure out in California whether it should be big and fleshy and super aromatic, or whether it should be as it is in the Rhone, where it's a lot more delicate and a lot more finesse and a lot more structure. But it's something that I think is going to be with us for a while. So you went through and revisited a bunch.
I bought a few Viogniers. I think all of them I've tried before. And I was really curious to see what my opinions were. And this is one time where the most expensive wine was my least favorite. And
don't you love
the
it when
cheapest
that
one was my favorite.
I love it
so
when that happens.
So this is really cool. And, you know, when I say my least favorite, I'm, you know, it was pretty good stuff.
Okay.
This is the Ojai Vineyard, their Viognier from the Roll Ranch Vineyard, Ventura County, 2014, $30. It's a nice tangy Viognier. It shows a nose of yellow pears and limes, as it should, and the wine had a slight thickness to its texture. And the flavor started with a burst of honeydew melon. All that's correct, but it just never really arrived, if you know what I mean. A lot of suggestions of where it should go, but it never got there, in my opinion. So, okay wine, but at that price, I would like a little bit more. Well, then I went down to like about a $20 bottle, and this was the Cambria Viognier from the Tapesquit Vineyard.
I like this one.
This is a really nice one, and to my mind, I thought it was textbook California Viognier. It's a good way to show the grape. Let's start with how it smells. There's an exotic aroma, papaya, almost like butternut squash, and floral notes like apple blossoms and a touch of melon. The wine has the trademark viscous mouthfeel, extremely velvety, braced by subtle but proper acidity. So this was really, really good. And then a bit cheaper than that was the McManus Viognier from 2015. This is only $13, and it had a lot of the same attributes of the Cambria, but not quite in that much abundance.
Right.
But still, a really, really nice wine. And for $13, it was good. And compared to ones that I've had earlier on, it's an improvement. So McManus is showing more stuff with their Viogniers. Now, the one that knocked me out was Klein, our good buddies at Klein. Here's their Viognier for a North Coast, which means it comes from anywhere.
Right.
It's a blend of all sorts of different places. $12.
Okay.
But it had this richness and a good balancing acidity and a good long finish. The wine's got it all, the aroma, fresh floral notes, warm melon and white peaches on the palate. The wine presents kind of a weighty texture, thick and flavorful, and the flavors start with a rich, acidic yellow pear thing, and it's backed up by ginger tang, a little bit of lemon toffee, and a honey wrapped around it. That's pretty complex.
That's a lot going
on there. For $12. So it doesn't surprise me, because we've had so many things from Klein over the years
that
we have ended up really liking. And so what we have here, Hugh, is a really, really good assemblage, a really good blending of different cuvées that they've gotten probably from all over California. And they had a vision of what this Viognier should taste like, and they nailed it. So I'm giving like a lot of thumbs up on this one. But, you know, like the Cambria was really nice too. So, you know, at $20, that's not bad.
No.
So go out and try some of these Viogniers. It's a lot of fun, very food-friendly wines. You'll have a ball. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.